Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Something that I hear repeated often by politicians and preachers alike is that they believe in the basic goodness of men. We should test the truthfulness of that concept based on the truth that is revealed to us in God's Word. To say something is good or not is often based on personal preferences and comparisons. In order to determine whether something or someone is basically good, we must have a standard by which to judge that goodness. Most people would say that diamonds are good. Yet not all diamonds have the same value. A jeweler looks at the worth of a diamond with a completely different set of standards than an industrial toolmaker does. Some stones meet or exceed the standards set for clarity and color. However, others don't measure up to that criteria. Yet they are valuable in industrial applications and are used to perform vital tasks that could not be accomplished otherwise. So while the jeweler may look at a certain diamond as being useless, the toolmaker looks at them as being very valuable. Therefore, in order to judge the worth of a diamond, the standard by which it will be evaluated must be clearly stated. If we're going to answer the question, are men basically good, we must first determine what we mean by good. Then we must seek out a standard to compare that goodness to. The Scripture says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." Everything that God has created, man included, is good. He has done all things well, and everything has been done according to His purpose. He has made no mistakes, nor does anything need any improvement which He has designed. So in this general sense of being formed for God's purpose, we could conclude that man is basically good. The Scripture says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them." This is said of none of the rest of God's creation, not the angels or any of the other forms of life which He made, whether known or unknown to us, or said to be created in His image. Compared to all other forms of creation, man occupies a unique position. For upon him is conferred this great privilege and honor not bestowed on the rest of that which was formed by God's hand. In this sense of comparison to the rest of creation, we could conclude that man is basically good. The Scripture says, "O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show His wrath to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy which He had afore prepared unto glory?" Out of His creation, God can choose to redeem some, even as the potter makes some vessels which He deems worthy to keep while He rejects others to be thrown away. Just as the potter's hand is that which imparts value to a lump of clay, so it is true that the intrinsic worth or value of any man exists because God made him so. In the sense that God chose some vessels unto honor by the work of His own hand, we can say that man is basically good. God saw mankind as worth redeeming because His hand formed vessels unto honor designed unto this end. The Scripture says, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Now I suspect that the average person who advocates the concept that man is basically good will take issue with this Scripture. Here the standard of goodness is higher than man can achieve. Men may compare the righteousness of one man to another and favorably contrast their relative goodness. For example, you may be seen as good when compared with an axe murderer. But when any man is compared with the absolute standard of righteousness found in Jesus Christ, then any pretense of goodness is swept away. We're humbled in the dust and must confess with Daniel of old, "There remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into me into corruption, and I retained no strength." But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Thank God that it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. Do you hope to stand before God in your own goodness, which is to perish, or to be found sheltered in Him who alone is good?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.